Barum te amaralis. Tani tana kamedr bilkanon. Vol haosig de toru gemilis hasogin. Recover is bonov. Mochel lo akola vonosa. Omer le rabbi yokanon. It's a person who has Torah gemilis hasogin and has the surim of bearing his children. So that is mochel akola vonosa. Omer le rabbi yokanon. Vishlam the Torah Gemilus Hasadim Dersi Bechesed Ve'emes Yechuparonim. By Chesed, it says the Pharisee that that's something that's Mechaper and Avonos. Chesed to Gemilus Hasadim, Shenem Arodek Tzlok of the Chesed, Yim Tzachayim Tzlok of the Kavod. Emes to Torah. And Emes here refers to Torah, so Torah is also Mechaper and Avonos. Shenem Ar, Emes Kinei V'al Timkor. Elakover has gone of Menayim. How do you know that burying your children is also mechaper al kol avonosav? Tana le'ahu saba mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Ask your oven oven. You learn it from the Gzeres Shoda, oven oven. Ksiv hak of the chesed the emes yechupar oven. Says by chesed and emes, chesed and Torah, that they're mechaper oven. Ksiv hasom u'meshalim oven ovos el chet b'neim. That the Rabbanu Shel Olam pays the averas of the fathers through the children. And that also is mechaper avonos, just like chesed and emes. Shaila here, let's see Rashi first. No Rashi, okay. What does it mean over here? Does it mean each one separately is mechaper and avonos? That's what it seems for the psukim. Chesed, emes, each one by itself is mechaper avonos, and also a person who's koverbonov. Or does it mean that only all three together, which is more mashma, and it could be the idea is the following, that each one by itself has a certain koach of kapora, but it's not mechaper al kol avonosav. That all three together is mechaper al kol avonosav. And the Gemara just brings rai is that each one by itself has a koach of kapora, and the fact that all three together have a koach of mechaper al kol avonosav. Okay. Amr Rav Yochanan, Negoyim ubonim einum yisurim shal ava. These two kinds of yisurim, Negoyim, right, Tzaras, and bonim, and right now Rashi says, Kosolka daite, hakobres bonim. Bonim means person who has children and they die. That kind of yisurim, it can't be yisurim shal ava. So Mara says, Negoyim lo, Negoyim are not yisurim shal ava, but tanya kol mi shiesh po echad ne arba maros Negoyim halolu, anyone who has one of these four maros negoyim, there are four kinds of colors of white that constitute a nega that is tamei. Einam elam mizbeach kapara. They are a mizbeach kapara. The Gemara and the Havamina things, mizbeach kapara means that they're yisurim shal ava. Or it says mizbeach kapara havei, yisurim shal ava lo havei. They are a mizbeach kapara, true, but they're not yisurim shal ava. Okay, Rashi, Arba Maros, Se'es v'toldosa, Baharis v'toldosa. There's Se'es and Baharis, and each one has Sapachas, a secondary color that is under it. And there are different shades of white. Baharis Azo Kesheleg, Shniyala Kesid Ha'echel. Baharis is a bright white, like snow, and the secondary color, the Sapachas to Baharis, is like Sid HaHechal, like the pure white plaster that they use on the Hechal. Se'es is like white wool, and the Sapachas of Se'es, Shnielok Ekrum Be'er, is like the white membrane by an egg. So that's one answer. Gemara held that in the beginning, Mizbeach Kapara is also Yisurim Shel Ava. In the end, Mizbeach Kapara doesn't mean what's it called, Yisurim Shel Ava, but Yisurim that come as a kapara for averus that a person did. As we want to explain in a few different ways. What was the Havamin of the Gemara? That Mizbeach Kapara is... So one thing the Rambam says, Mizbeach Kapara is the ritzui that comes after you do tshuva and after your mechaper on the avon, or you get away all the negative. Then there's a certain ritzui that a korban brings, a certain positive thing that the korban brings, right, to square you away again with the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So in the beginning, the Gemara held Mizbeach Kapara means that. And that's after all the Aveira is Mechoper. So therefore, Negoyim are like Mizbeach Kapara, not that they're Mechaper and Averis, which is not Yisurim Shalava, but they give you that extra Ritzui that comes even after you were Mechaper and all your Averis. The Maskwana is no, Mizbeach Kapara over here means like any Korban. Just the Marsha says, Korban has come for Shogi, and therefore there is a there's an Avera that was done. That's one possibility. The Tzlach says that the Havamina was that it's Mizbeach Kapara, that thing which the Mizbeach alone is Mechaper. Most Korbanos, the Kapara comes from the Kohanim eating the Korban. But in Ola, there is no eating, so the Mizbeach itself is Mechaper. And in Ola comes on Machshava, Hirur. Hirur, there's no Onish. The Ravonshman doesn't give you a punishment on Hirur. So Mizbeach Kapara, then Ola is where there's no sin. No sin, at least, that you would get punished for. So you're not getting punished, you're getting Yisurim Shalava. The Maskana of the Gemara is that even though an Ola is Mechaper on Hirur, on thinking, on contemplating an Avera, it's also Mechaper on Bittul Aseh, on not doing a Mitzvah Aseh, which is where there is a punishment. Right? If you don't do a Mitzvah Aseh in a time of anger, you get punished for it. So therefore, Mizbeach Kapara doesn't necessarily mean a Yisurim, not for something that you would get punished for, which is Yisurim Shalava, but Yisurim for something that you would have to get punished for, and the Yisurim come to take away the punishment. In any case, whatever it was, there's a kind of Mizbeach Kapara, which the Gemara held it could be Yisurim Shalava, and in the end, the Gemara says Mizbeach Kapara means not Yisurim Shalava. The Boyesema, another answer, when the Goyim are Yisurim Shalava and when they're not, when that cloud, the Gemara said, Negoyim are not Yisurim Shalava, Ha'lon v'ha'lahu. Rashi, Ha'lon v'ha'lahu. The Eretz Yisrael, Sha'orei Choma Mekudashos Ba, Umetzore, Ta'un Shiluach, Hutzalahen, Einem Yisurim Shalava. The Babel, Sha'ein Ta'unim Shiluach, Rehem Mizbeach Kapara, Ha've Yisurim Shalava. Right, in what's it called, Eretz Yisrael, where it involves getting sent out of a walled city, right, and l'chora what Rashi means is therefore it involves bittul Torah and bittul Tefillah because you have to be uprooted and there's places you can go and can't go, then it's not Yisurim Shalava, because we said before Yisurim Shalava is where there's no bittul Torah and no bittul Tefillah. But in Bava, where there's no practical thing, you don't have to be exiled from anywhere, right, it's just the matter of being a Netzora, then it could be Yisurim Shalava. That's how Rashi learns. Tosa says that the Maisa, in the time of the Gemara, there was no such thing as Orei Choma, cities with a wall around them that had Kedusha that you had to be sent out of. That only applied in the time when the Yovel applied. In the time of the Amoraim, the Yovel didn't apply anymore, and therefore this Kedusha was bottom. The Dinim of Orei Choma didn't apply. So the Amoraim couldn't be explaining when the Goyim, for them, were Bittul Torah or not, right, where were Yisurim Shalav or not, couldn't apply to the times of the Amoraim. So Tosus has a different shot. Ha'alon v'ha'lahu, in Eretz Yisrael, where there's all the dinim of Tumah and Tahara, and you have to be careful, whatever, seemingly also, it involves a tremendous amount of Bittul Zman and Bittul Torah to be so careful of what you're matame and what you eat or whatever. Then it's not Yisurim Shalav. But in Babel, where anyway they were in Zohir, in Tumah and Tahara, Tumas Eretz Ha'am, and they're all Tameh anyway, therefore, what's it called, there could be Yisurim Shalava in Babel. They say that Rashi holds that even though, that first of all, the halacha is, the Rambam passages like that, that Mitzoras even applies Bizman Hazeh. The halachas of Tzoras don't depend on the Beis HaMikdash, don't depend on Eretz Yisrael, they apply everywhere or whatever. The halachas of Tzoras. However, Bizman Hazeh, Mamish, since we don't have a Kohen Miyuchas, we don't have a Kohen that we know for sure is a Kohen. He couldn't do the Avoda, so he can't be Osek in Negoyim either. There's no Kohen who could declare a Nega, so for all practical purposes, it doesn't apply. But Mitzad HaDin, Negoyim apply, even Shalom B'Fnei Habayis, the Rambam says, B'Feirish. And Rashi holds that even though the Din of Orei Choma, the Kiddush of Orei Choma, doesn't apply when there's no Yovel, but the halacha of sending a Metzora out of an Ir Choma does apply. Right? Shaila, whether that halacha applies, or since the Kiddush of Orei Choma is bottled, the halacha of sending a Metzora outside of a walled city also is bottled. The Tzlach says in Rashi that even if you hold that the Kiddush of all the Orei Choma, in Eretz Yisrael were bottled, right, after Churban Abayis, when there's no Yovel, but that is not, doesn't include Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim's Kedusha is because of the Shechina that applies forever. Rambam says that too. And therefore there'll be a halach of sending a Metzorah outside Yerushalayim, even Bizman Hazeh, if you could have a Metzorah. You can't have a Metzorah because there can't be a Kohen who can declare you a Metzorah. But if you could, then there'll be a halach of sending the Metzorah out of Yerushalayim, and that's what Rashi's talking about. Not all Ori Choma, but one Ori Choma specifically, which is Yerushalayim. Okay. The Marshoah says a different shot here, Hol Lon V'Holahu. He says, it's not talking about Eretz Yisrael and Bogel, but it's talking about Stam B'nei Adam and Tzadikim. Stam B'nei Adam, right, so the Negoyim themselves are having the Nega, is Machaper, and the Surim that you get from all of the result of that Nega, right, that's called Yisurim Shalata. But Tzadikim, the fact that they get Negoyim is not for their Averis. The fact that they get Negoyim is Machaper on other people's Averis. Tzadikim are Machaper on other people's Averis. So therefore, it doesn't take away their Averis. Therefore, the Yisurim they have could be not Yisurim Shalata. So for Tzadikim, it's not Yisurim Shalata. Hol Lon V'Holahu. For us, who are not Tzadikim, right, therefore it's what's called it's Yisurim Shalava. For Tzadikim, it could be that it's not Yisurim Shalava. That's how the Marsha learns the difference. Okay, in any case, so we see that there are certain places where Negoyim could be Yisurim Shalava, and certain places or people where Negoyim are not Yisurim Shalava. So there's no more question, right? The fact that it says Negoyim are not Yisurim Shalava, and the fact that it says it's Mizbeach Kapara, which the Gemara in the second Teretz holds that means Yisurim Shalava, is no problem. Depends on the place or the person. Okay, now the Gemara asks on the second thing. The Gemara said that, what's it called? The boy saying another answer. Where the Nega is something that is not obvious. People can't see it. It's under your clothing, right? That's one category. And where the Nega is Bifarhesia, where people can see it, right, then it's what's it called, could be that it is not Yisurim Shalava, right, where it involves a tremendous amount of embarrassment, and again, the same idea, could be because of that embarrassment, you hide from people or whatever, and it causes Bittul Torah and Bittul Tefillah. Where it's private to you yourself, nobody else sees it, doesn't cause any Bittul Torah or Bittul Tefillah, it's just the Yisurim themselves, that could be Yisurim Shalava. Now the Gemara asks, Ubonim, lo, Bonim are not Yisurim Shalava? Hechidom, how's it talking? Ile medahavu luhu mesu, you had children, they died in your lifetime. The Homer of Yochanan, Dein gar madasira ber, this is the bone, Rabbi Yochanan used to go around, we'll see where Rashi learns, and the Menachem Adelim, people who had people die, and they were upset, so Rabbi Yochanan had a bone, that he had, we'll see what that bone was in a second, and he said, this is the bone of my 10th son, I had 10 children that were nifter in my lifetime. So I got over it, and I was nismachin, you could be nismachin to your tzars, and I was to my tzars. So the Mordechai says, Elohad lohavi leklau, lohad ahavi leimes, and Rabbi Yochanan obviously was a big tzaddik, and he only had Yisurim Shalava. He didn't have Yisurim to take away his chatoim, he was a tzad. So, and the fact that he went around the Menachem people, right, and being mispoyer in these Tzaras is another idea, because Adachara ain't Adam Tzad Barsha Shiyasat of Loyakta. Even big Tzadikim can have Averis too. So it's a big proof that Rabbi Yochanan only had Yisurim Shalav. But the Sforim say that since he was mispoyer, he went around the Menachem people, right, and basically used this Tzad as something that that he didn't brag about, but he was mispoyer in. It's Mestamah was not Yisurim Shel Chet, it was Yisurim Shel Av. So the Gemara says, if you had children, they died, that could be Yisurim Shel Av, and that's what happened to Rabbi Yochanan. But if you didn't have any children at all, that's not Yisurim Shel Av. Rashi. Vitzina Tachas Begodav. Den Garma Dasira Bir, Ze Etzim Shel Ben Asiri Shemesla. This is the bone of my 10th child that I had died in my lifetime. Bir kamo bar. Bir is the same thing as bar, my son. The tsar etzim pachos mikasaurus. Rashi says, how do you have a bone from his kid? And you have to bury him. How did you have a bone? So Rashi says, there was a bone that was less than the saura, which is not metame. Okay? and he wrapped it up in a sudur, and la'agmas nefesh, so he should keep it as a reminder of his taurus, of his yisur. So he had a little reminder of his son, a bone less than a sa'ora, which is not matani. Right? The gavra rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan lo bo lo yisurim shenu shel ava. Rabbi Yochanan didn't have yisurim that were not yisurim shel ava. Okay? The havalu bonim of nesu, havalu yisurim shel ava. If you had children and they died, that's yisurim shel ava. Why? Sheha aveilus mechaperis avonosa. Because the etzim aveilus is mechaper on the aveilus. And then the tzar that you have of not having the children after that, that's Yisurim Shalava. There's two parts, like we said by Negoyim. The Etzim Nega could be Mechaper on the Aveira, and once you have that, then you have that extra Yisurim Shalava. Same thing over here. Once you have the Aveilus, that's Mechaper on the Avon. And then, what's it called, you're free of Aveiras, now you still have tzar. That tzar is Yisurim Shalava. Tosfos says that what's it called, comes out over here, that a person who never had children is not Yisurim Shalava. There were many tzaddikim that didn't have children, right? Didn't have sons. And if our daughters, in other words, not having sons, but having daughters, could be yes, Yisurim Shalava, then what's the question of Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Yochanan had daughters. He didn't have any sons, but he had daughters. So Tosfos seems, I'm not sure 100% what Tosfos, what's it called, Tosfos answer, what?
He had 10 sons.
He had 10 sons that died, but he also had daughters that survived. Tosfos says, I think what Tosfos means is the following, that if you had children and they died, that for sure is Yisurim Shalava. But if you had never had children, sometimes it could be Yisurim Shalava, sometimes not. It's not Dafka Yisurim Shalava. It could be even Yisurim Sha'enim Shalava. But it could be Yisurim Shalava too. There are many tzaddikim who didn't have children, and that was Yisurim for them, Yisurim Shalava. But it could be that it's not Yisurim Shalava. But having children and they're dying, that's always Yisurim Shalava. Because the Avelus is Mechaper for the Avon, and the Tzar you have after that is Yisurim Shalava. Ravino Nissen Gon on the side here says what happened to this these sons. So Yochanan buried 10 male children. And the 10th one, how did he die? He fell into a big vat of boiling water, and he got disintegrated. Flesh got disintegrated, whatever, and his bone was left over. So it could be, what he means to say is there was no din of kvura. The basar was totally disintegrated, he didn't have to be covered. And therefore, this bone, which was less than a sa'ora, or whatever, that he took, didn't need kvura, and wasn't metame, and that's why he took this Zeichet. That's what's called one shot. There's a machlokus, achronim, whether the din of kvura is totally in the din of tumah or not. Something that's not metame, right? Do you have to bury it or not? So according to Rashi, if the etzim was less than a sa'ora, and therefore it doesn't have a din of tumah, didn't have a din of kvura, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan was able to save it as a memento of his tzar. Others say that tumah and kvura don't depend on one another, and even something less than something that's metame has to be buried. It's covered hames, nivul hames. There's a special din of kvura. It's nothing to do with tumah. You don't have to bury a person in order to take away the tumah, right? That shouldn't be metame or the iser of that you have on a mace, right? To bury him like you bury other isurim, the people don't come to be over the isurim. No, it's a special din. You have to bury a person because otherwise not covered for the person to be exposed. Therefore, that applies to all parts of the person. So therefore, the Rav Yoh says, not the Rav Yoh, the Shita Mekubetza says that this bone was a tooth that fell out when he was alive. His son lost a tooth, and they saved it. And that was the bone that Rav Yochanan took around. So it never needed kvura. It wasn't part of the body when the person, when he died. It was a tooth that fell out when he was alive. It was a tooth that fell out when he was alive. And he saved that after he died as a memento of his tzar. But it wasn't a bone that was part of his body when he died, which needed to be buried. The Rav Yoh says it wasn't a bone of his son altogether. The Sudas Havroah that they gave him, right, they gave him some cholent, and it had some bones in it. And he took a bone from the Sudas Havroah, an animal bone, right, from his meal, And he used to go around with that as a memento of the Sudas Havra that he had by his son. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Okay, Rav Chiya bar Abba Cholak. Rav Chiya bar Abba got sick. All the Gadei Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan came to visit him. Omer Lecha, Divin Alecha Yisurim? Are these Yisurim precious to you? Omer Le, Lo Hein Velo Sharim. No, I don't want them and I don't want their reward. And even though we find that many Tzadikim were Makabel Yisurim B'Ava, so like we said, that's only where it doesn't cause Bittul Torah. If it causes Bittul Torah, then it's not Kedah. Then it's not Yisurim Shalav. And here it says Cholash. He got sick and he got weak. So Mestama, he wasn't able to learn Torah as much as he was able to had he not been sick. Therefore, he didn't want the Yisurim. Now, it wasn't worth the Bittul Torah. So he didn't want them and not their reward. Amar Le Havli Yodach, he says, give me your hand. Yoed Le Yodei Va'okne. So he took the hold of his hand and he healed him. Rav Yochanan Cholash. Another situation, Rav Yochanan got sick. All the Gadei Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina came to visit him. Omer Le Chavivin Alecha Yisurim. Are these Yisurim precious to you? And the way we're learning is, and somebody says, I don't remember now who, this idea, that is there Bittul Torah involved with these Yisurim or not? Right? Are they precious to you because there is no Bittul Torah and they're Yisurim Shalava and you want to continue them or not? Omer Le Lohein Vlo Shara. No, they're preventing me from learning Torah. I'm not interested in it. Omer Le Havli Yodach. So Rabbi Chanina told Rabbi Yochanan, give me your hand. Yoed Le Yodei Va'oknei. Held onto his hand, and he healed him too. So Mara says, Amai, Lokam, Rabbi Yochanan, if Rabbi Yochanan can heal, what's it called, the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan heal himself? Why do you need Rabbi Chanina to heal him? Rabbi Yochanan healed the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba when he had the same similar situation, by holding onto his hand. So why did Rabbi Yochanan need somebody else to heal him? Mara says, Amre, Ein Chobush, Matar Asim, Beis Lasurim. A prisoner can't get himself out of prison. Then Rabbi Yochanan was well, he could heal somebody else. When he was the sick one, he needed somebody else to heal him. Okay, let's see Rashi. No Rashi. Let's go on. Rabbi Eliezer Cholash. Rabbi Eliezer got sick. All the Gadei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him. Chazer v'havi kogoni v'bayis otel. So he saw that he was in a dark place, no windows. Totally dark place. Galdi Ladare, the Nafal Nahora. So he uncovered his arm. Rabbi Yochanan was very handsome, and his skin was very, very pretty, whatever. So it exuded a light. So he uncovered his arm, and the light from his arm lit up the room. Chazya the Havi Kabahi, Rabbi Eliezer. So when the room got lit up, he saw that Rabbi Eliezer was crying. Omar Lei, Amai Kabahis, why are you crying? Inishun Torah the low axis, it's because he didn't, in other words, he was Lahorig sick and he was going to die. So if it's because the Torah that you didn't learn enough, you didn't feel you didn't enough to learn Torah, Shaninu Echad Amar, but Echad Amar, the Vavash Yechav and Libel Shamay, right? Doesn't make a difference how much you do, right? It depends on your Kavana. If it's not in your power to do more, the Rabban Shalom gave you less to do, but you do it with all your strength, then that's counted as if you had a lot to do and did it with all your strength. The Ikar is that you do everything with all your kavon. The imishum lezone lo kol adam zochel shtechot shulchanos. And if you're crying because you were poor, right, and you weren't zochet to what's it called, to olam hazeh, not everybody gets to shulchanos. Okay. Some people only get olam haba, some people get both. So it's not something that shows negatively about you if you were poor. The imishum boni, and if it's because you didn't have children, dein garma dasira bir, right? This is the bone of my 10th child. Don't feel so bad. I have 10 kids that died. Omar Leis, she said, no, I'm not crying about any of those things. Lahai shufra de boli ba Africa bachin. I'm crying because one day you're going to die, and this beauty that you have is going to be swallowed up by the earth. It's going to be buried in the earth. That's something to cry about, Rabbi Yochanan said. He sat down and cried with him. While they were talking, he said to him, do you like these Yisurim? Are they precious to you? Same answer. No, they keep me from learning Torah. Not interested in them. Give me your hand. And he healed him. See Rashi, and then we'll see a few things they talk about. Gal your Rabbi Yochanan the Dare, Rabbi Yochanan uncovered his arm, the Nafon the Horus show you the sorrow matic, his flesh shone. She Yotha Hayamaoli was very handsome, can I mean about Matsya Vasokras Apoli. Inishum Torah Shalola Madaka Harday Kirsonek, he didn't learn as much Torah as you wanted. Echad Hamarva Dechad Amami. Linin Karbonov Shnuya Bishilain and Ochos. Nemer Baolas Behema Reach Nichoah, Uve Mincha Reach Nichoah. Lamed Hashechad Amarva. We learn this by Karbonos. That an usher who brings a fat animal, and an ani who brings just a meal offering, the same Reach Nichoah appeals to the Rabbanshon. Question only is, how do we know that applies to Torah? Maybe it only applies to Karbonos. How do you know that somebody who learns more Torah and somebody who learns less Torah, but it's not because they didn't want to do it or whatever, right, that they had full kavana, just they weren't able to learn more. Somebody lived less or somebody had the yisurim or whatever it may be and he wasn't able to learn more, that echad amar but echad amamid. Could be that it's not the schar of Torah itself, that's the kapar of Torah we're talking about. Just like a korban is mechaper, it says Torah is also mechaper. So in that pride of the kapara of Torah, that's equal, just like the kapara of a carbon. But could be that there is no proof that the schar of limud haTorah, right, is equal to echad hamar v'echad hamamit. Maybe that's only a cloud by karbonos, by kapara, whatever. In yishuv is only shein kosher. If you're crying over the fact that you're not rich, right, not everybody can be rich, but people could be rich. It doesn't say that ein hakol zochin shtei shulchanos. That lo hakol zokin l'shtei shulchanos. There's some tzaddikim that can have both this world and the next world. And therefore they ask, right, Yaakov Avinu, right, Bikesh Yaakov, Leishei B'shalva, right, Kofetz olav, Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo gayin l'tzaddikim, Hashem Nesu, Zani Kufr HaTzadik, when he has an Olam Havi, wants Olam Hazadu. So the Torah Tzimina asks, what's so terrible? Lo hakol zokin l'shtei shulchanos, but it's possible to have this world and the next world. It sounds from that Rashi that it's impossible. Right? You can't have this world and the next world. Not enough if you have the next world, you want this world too. Some tzaddikim can have both. So they say a few different answers. One is that you don't ask for it. Be keshiyah. That was the problem. Another shot once wanted to say is, leishe b'shalva. You can have good in this world, but not that you take it easy. Rather, I mean, use the good to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam even more. You're always involved. Yaakov leishe. Yaakov wanted to take it easy for a few minutes. Leishe b'shalva. Right? The problem is Vayesha, not the Shalva. The Shalva was fine. But Leshe, you don't use the Shalva to take it easy. You use the Shalva to put more work in. So that was the problem by Yaakov Avinu. But not that he wanted the Shalva. Shalva tzadikim can have Shalva too. Aldo vade kobachis, Rashi, alze vade yishlecha litkos. That's something to cry about. I saw the Or HaYosher of Hillman. There's a nice shot over here. He says, Rebbe Lezer, this Rebbe Lezer was a Talmud of Rebbe Yochanan. Yochanan came to visit his Talmud. And he saw that he was in a dark house. Meaning, what was the problem? The problem was that he felt that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't around to answer his shaylos. Because he was sick. He didn't have a chance to go to the Beis Medrash and to learn from Rabbi Yochanan. So he was in a dark place, meaning that he had a lot of questions. So Rabbi Yochanan came, uncovered his arm, and answered all his questions. Enlightened him. So he started to cry. So he said, what are you crying about? He said, I'm crying over the fact that one day you're going to die. I'm not going to be able to ask you my questions. So I'm going to be back to this matzav again. He said, Taka, that's something to cry about. So, okay. Let's go on. Rav Huna, Takifu le arba mea goni dechamra. Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine that turned sour. Al gabe Rav Yehuda after the Rav Salah, Rabon. So Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Salah Hasida, and the other Rabbonin, came to him. Va'amri lo Rav Ada bar Ava v'Rabbonin. And some say it wasn't Rav Yehuda Achvad Rav Salah, but it was Rav Ada bar Ava together with other Rabbonin. They came to visit him. Va'amru lei la'ayin mar demilei. So they said to him, you better check. It says, Yisurim come on you, Yifash b'ish b'maisav. You should check and see if you did something wrong that would warrant these Yisurim. So we suggest that you start making a cheshbon ha-nefesh to see what you did that you can do tshuva on that brought these yisurim. Omer lahu, mi chashid nazvan naichu. Are you suspect me of doing something wrong? Omer lehi, mi chashid kut shabruch edo v'din v'odina. We'd rather suspect you of doing something wrong than suspect God of bringing yisurim for no purpose. So better look in and see what you did. Omer lahu, i'ika man d'shmi olay mil soleim. Okay, he says, obviously you have some idea of what you want to give me Musar about. So if anybody heard anything, let him say it. Amrulei hachishmielan. You're right. We heard something about you that could have brought these yisurim. Telo yoyv mar shabisho la'arisei. You didn't give your oris. He had a sharecropper. You didn't share with him the branches. Right? Not only do you have to share the profits of the grapes, you also have to share the profits in the branches too. Okay, even though it's minimal. Omar lohu mikoshovikli midi mine. He's a ganef. Right? He doesn't leave me anything. He takes everything. Right? So at least I got something back by not giving him more. Right? When it comes to splitting up the profits, he hides the grapes from me and keeps them. He's a ganef. Okay? Like a ganef lekula. He steals everything. So I at least made up a little bit by holding back some of the branches. Omrulei, so they said to him, Hainu da amreinchi boser ganve ganuf the time of time. Right? If you steal from a ganev, you also taste a little bit of geneva. Still wasn't proper what you did. Stealing from a ganev is also not proper, and for that, you're an adam gadol, you were judged harshly because of that, and the mida connected mida is obvious. Right? He got his wine in a way that was not 100% on the up and up, and therefore it turned sour. The wine itself, spiritually, was pogo. So it turned sour. Omar lohu, so he said to them, Kabil no lai diahiv no lai. Okay, I'm the Kabbalah myself that I will give back the branches, right, or its value to him, what's coming to him. So ikadi amre hodr chola v'havi chamra. Some say that after that, once he was makabel to do it, as if he did it, right, and the vinegar turned back to wine. Miracle. Ikadi amre yakr chala v'sdav midmei chamra. And some say that a different miracle happened. That vinegar, the price of vinegar went up where it was worth more than wine. So, or it was worth as much as wine. So he didn't lose anything. And the second nace was a bigger nace. Because the Rabbanu Shlom doesn't like to change nature. Nisim that change nature are not desirable. So the first Mandi Omer said he wasn't zochet to such a nace that didn't have to change nature. Nature had to be changed. The vinegar turned back to wine. The second one says he was zochet to such a great nace that the Rabbanu Shlom made a nace, the derech hateva, even greater nace. The derech hateva, that vinegar, the price of vinegar went up to wine. Nothing changed in nature. The nature was kept. Just the price, the market changed. Okay. The shaila over here is a few things. First of all, nobody asked this question, but from what they explained, the sugya is answered. B'chora, how did Rabbi Yochanan tell Rav Huna tell these, what's it called, Rabbanan, Lashon Hara, about his oris? The guy's a ganav, right? This mamish Lashon Hara. What was the toelis to defend himself? You're not allowed to tell Lashon Hara to defend yourself, right? So he didn't give him what his due was, and he said, no, it's not my fault, it's his fault, he's a ganav. So, Svarim says that secondly, L'chor is a halacha of Ovidin Yishdinu L'Nafshe. Person's allowed to take the law in his own hands when he can't go to a Beis Din, right? And the Beis Din, he doesn't have rias or whatever. He knows he's right. So he's allowed to take the law in his own hands. So what was wrong that Rabbi Yochanan took up these branches? He knew the guy was a gun. So they say the halacha is, the Mordechai says, that's only two things you need, two conditions. One condition, the Mordechai says, that you only are allowed to take the law in your own hands when you're taking the object that you know is yours and somebody else is holding it, you can't get away from the invasion. But you can't take something else in its place. Here, the object itself, the grapes, he wasn't taking. Grapes were gone. He was taking branches in place of grapes. That's not allowed. And the second condition is it has to be mafursim, it has to be well known to everybody that this is your thing and the other guy's holding it shalokadim. But if it's not well known to everybody, not. So, over here, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Huna held that everybody knows this guy's a ganav. It's government force, right? And therefore, it's okay for me to hold back the things. And the Rabbanan said, we didn't know about it. It wasn't government force. And since he thought it was a government force, everybody knew about it. It wasn't Lashon Hara. But they said, not everybody knows what you think they know. And therefore, you weren't allowed to take the branches. And also, the Chari, you weren't allowed to tell us he's a ganav. Okay. Rashi. Takifu. Hechnitzu. They turned to vinegar. La'ayin mar demila yifashbish b'maisa. That's what Chazal said. You have Yisurim, yifashbish b'maisa. And he knew that he could take it. He could relate to it.
I ikke de schmier lai milse lehne, im jesh bachem shesham alai gover shani tzorek lauser bo yodiyeni. Somebody here knows something that I did wrong and that I have to do tshuva, tell me. Shabisha chelko bismoro. He didn't give his sharecropper his full portion in the branches. Again, shecholtri mehen b'shas hazomir. Usnan, kishen shecholtim b'yayin, kacholtim bismoros lekon. Just like you split up the wine, the grapes, you split up also the peripheral things too. Srigin, the targamin, and shibshin. Shibshin is srigin, which is the branches. Don't you know that this guy's a ganav? Isn't he suspected in your eyes also? So that's smash from like that. It was something that Rav Huna felt that everybody knew about. Now, don't you know this guy's a ganav? Maybe you were right, but you're stealing from a ganav in a way that's not 100% mutter, is also where you get the taste of the neighbor. Okay? A little bit further, and that will leave the rest for tomorrow. Tanya, Abin Binyam and Omer, I'll stay before my Isi Mitzvah Kol Yomai. I always was Mitzvah to do these two things. Okay? I made an extra effort to Milkayim these two things. What Tfilasi should say, Lifnei Mitasi, that my Tfilah should be in front of my bed. The Almitasi should take the Sunav and Sof Ladorim. And that my bed should be situated between north and south and not east and west. Al tfilasi should tell lifnei mitasi, my lifnei mitasi, what does that mean? Even lifnei mitasi mamish, I daven in front of my bed, what's it called, my bed in front of me, right next to my bed. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, same Rav Yishuv ben Levi, menayim l'mispal, shalo yehi gover chotzis bein ola bein akir. You're not allowed to daven with something separating between you and the wall. So how did he daven with his bed in front of him? Shenemar vayosef chizki upon the lakir. Vayispao. Chizki turns his face to the wall. Mash with nothing separating between him and the wall. And he got. So Mor says, lo temo lefnei mitasi, ele ema somach limitasi. Right? I daven right, what's it called, somach limitasi, soon as I got up. Okay? Rashi, somach limitasi, kol yomen yisharti shlolasos melacha, vishlolasos batora kishomanati mitasi ad sheekru kriyishma lispao. I make sure not to do any malacha and not to learn before I daven. See, Tosfos says we don't find that you're not allowed to learn before daven. Okay, that will go in tomorrow. And the some amitasi shein asuno vein tzof on the dorom. The omer of chama b'reb chanina omer of yitzop kolanosi mitasa vein tzof on the dorom. Having a bonin shecharim, person who's careful that his bed is situated north and south, he will have male children, shenemar, utzfunecha tamale bitman yisbu ubanim. Okay, we'll get to, since it's time, we'll stop here. We'll start again from the bottom over here tomorrow.
How do you have wine?
What?